It's Magic at the Movies. Annika, welcome to Magic at the Movies. It's a pleasure to meet you. It's a real-life Disney princess.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
You must have been over the moon to get that job.
Still over the moon. Still trying to get down. I passed the cow that jumped over some time ago, and I'm still trying to make it to the ground.
When you got the call, were you kind of like, oh, this is fantastic. I'm gonna have dresses made for me, and I'm going to look just like all the other princesses.
I didn't even think about that part. I honestly didn't even think about the merchandising that is Disney until way much later. I was on Broadway at the time, and I went running down the street to the Disney offices, and we had an impromptu party. But before that, I hung up the phone, and I called my brother, and I called my mother, and I called my best friend, and I was just so thrilled. I wanted it so badly. It's something I've always wanted to do, always.
And to have it set in New Orleans, which is a new move, really, for Disney films. Most of them are set in European countries.
Most of them don't actually have a real land.
This is true, actually,
this
yeah.
This is the first one that actually had a real place.
And did you get to go to New Orleans to experience it? Did you get a feel of it?
I had actually been to New Orleans before. So I knew, you know, nobody ever really knows New Orleans or all of it, but I had a feeling for New Orleans, and I did a lot of research in books and with music and on the phone listening to people speak. So I didn't get to go again until after the movie was done. But it was lovely to be there because they are so excited about this movie. And, you know, you want people, when you do something that represents them, you want them to be happy and proud of it, but you never know how somebody's going to react. So it's been lovely to have the reaction that they have had to the movie.
And so much color as well.
So beautiful, so colorful. But their city... Yeah, have you been before?
I haven't, no.
It is such a magical city. It really lends itself to a fairy tale, and it's not, I think they're genius with what they do with animation, particularly with the hand-drawn animation, but New Orleans is not far away from the land of fairy tale when you look at it the way it is. It fits.
So when you were growing up and you'd always wanted to be a Disney princess, which one did you want to be?
I didn't want to be a princess, actually. I wanted to be a creature of some sort. Fantasia was the first thing that hooked me.
Don't say the hippo now, because that's a really bad one.
No, it wasn't the hippo. My mommy said that I looked like the dancing mushrooms. So when I was in my favorite nightgown. So I believed her. And I loved that movie, and I was enchanted by it. Then I saw Bambi, and I loved Flower, and I loved Cinderella. I loved the mice. I loved her gown. I liked the way she handled life, the way she handled her situation, although I didn't really think about that portion of it until I was a little older, how graceful she was in the face of really adversity, really an uncomfortable situation. But I've been in love with Disney for a very long time.
Same here. Yeah, honestly, your job would be my ideal one. Obviously not playing a princess, but,
maybe.
I could play the frog.
You can play a frog, you can play an alligator, you can play a microphone. You know, many things speak in a Disney film.
This is true. I've got to tell the listeners, it's so brilliant what you're wearing on your ears. You've actually got the frogs.
Thank you. I do. I have these earrings. They're designed by Erica Ballou Rose in the United States, and they were made just for me, and I love them.
Oh, it's a brilliant little touch.
Thank you.
So I've got to ask you, because, you know, obviously you have to kiss the frog in the film.
No, I'm not going to kiss you. Sorry. Yeah, forget it.
Yeah, everyone out here is laughing now.
Didn't work out in the film. No. It won't work out now.
Which... Hey there, I was going to do my Kermit the Frog for you. No, you still won't kiss the frog. No, it's not going to happen at all. But the good thing about Princess Tiana is that she's a career-driven woman. That's what I quite like about this one. And her chosen career is that she wants to go into the restaurant world and open up a fantastic restaurant. I wonder, what were you like in the kitchen?
I'm pretty good in the kitchen. I actually love to cook. I really love to bake, but I'm a very good cook and I enjoy it. Do I have a lot of time to cook? No. But when I do have time, I like to be in the kitchen. I think there's something lovely about being able to create sustenance with your hands. And we don't run out and, like, you know, club it over the head and drag it home anymore. You just go into Whole Foods or whatever. But there's something really beautiful about being able to dress a meal and give somebody a life force in that way.
What's your signature dish?
Well, I have to go to my signature dessert, which is cheesecake.
Oh, I can feel my stomach rumbling now. I tell you what, when you get the restaurant open, you know, maybe a million years' time, when you finally got the time to do it, please let me be your first guest.
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay. I might even get my kiss then.
No.
No, it's not going to happen. Annika, thank you so much for joining us on Magic.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.